You reign all over the earth. You're seated on your throne, my King, Lord over heaven and earth. You reign, you
Today we are looking at, are you a musician or a believer? Are you a musician or a believer? Last week we looked at the part one. Today we are taking part two. We'll just do a quick recap and then we continue with today's part. John 1:22-23. Then said they unto him, Who art thou that we may give an answer unto them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Amen. Luke 4:17-21. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. Verse 21, and he began to say unto them, This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 11:2-6. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and shew John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me. Amen.
Amen.
So in the few scriptures that we've read, the first one was talking about John the Baptist when he was referring to, they asked him that who is he, and says he is the voice in the wilderness crying out. In Luke also, we realize that the scriptures were given to Jesus. And then he said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. From these scriptures, we realize that John knew who he was. Jesus also knew who he was. So I ask you this afternoon, do you know who you are? Are you a believer or are you a musician? Luke chapter 22, verse 2-3. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidden to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "Thou sayest it." Amen.
Amen.
So we looked at a few lessons. One, the level of revelation you have about your identity is directly proportional to the level of impact you have. The level of revelation you have about your identity is directly proportional to the level of impact you have. What this means is that knowing about your identity and understanding who you are in Christ determines the level of impact you have when you go out there to play, when you go out there to sing. It's about knowing who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus knew who he was. In John 9, verse 5, it says that he mentioned that he is the light of the world. You must also know who you are. What does Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 say? It talks about we being the light of the world. John 1, verse 12 also says that he gave us the power to become the sons of God. So we are the light of the world and we are children of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many musicians are unable to rise to the apex of their delivery because they fail to ask this identity question. Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? As a musician, before you sing or play, you need to always ask yourself, who am I? Always ask yourself, who am I? Am I standing here because I'm just a singer? Or am I standing here as an ambassador of Christ? That is what you need to ask yourself. Who am I? When you pick up the microphone to sing, who am I? Who am I representing? Am I representing myself? Or am I representing Jesus who came to die to save the world? It is in knowing who you are, being able to answer that question, that is what will determine the level of impact that you have in your ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lesson 2, you need a good relationship to make a good report. Your identity in the kingdom of God is connected to Jesus Christ, and the songs that you sing is an extension of the relationship you have with him. Whatever you do as a child of God, the songs that you sing, the songs that you play, is an extension of your relationship with God. It's not just about knowing how to sing. It's not just about not having a good skill. It's not about the likes. It's not about the fame. It's not about the makeup. It's not about getting to wear the nice dresses when you go to minister. It's all about your relationship with God. And if you have a deeper relationship with God, when you mount that stage to sing or to play, it shows your relationship with him. It's just an extension of the relationship you have with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so as a musician, as a music servant, build your relationship with God. It's not enough to know how to sing. It's not enough to know how to play. You need to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Mark 7, 6, he answered and said unto them, "Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, these people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." May this not be your story in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let your heart be with God. Honor the Lord with your heart as well, and not just your lips. He needs your heart. He doesn't just need your skill, your play, or your singing. He needs your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Lesson 3. It is not good enough to know who you are. You must believe it. It's not good enough to just know who you are. I'm a child of God. I'm a chosen generation. I am the redeemed of the Lord. Do you believe all that is said about you in the Word of God? Do you have faith in what God says about you? It's not about how you look. It's not about what you're going through. It's about who God says you are. And you need to believe it. Believe what God says about you in His Word. Hallelujah. That is the only way you'll be able to make the impact. Some of us, if we say we'll look at how we look, our qualifications, we realize that we do not qualify and it will really hinder our impact. It may be the same for you. That is why I'm admonishing you that it's not about what you think. It's about what the word of the Lord says. And so it's not enough to just know who you are. You must believe in it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe what the scripture is saying? He's not talking about people who have titles. This scripture is talking about you. That if you believe that when you mount the stage and you say, cancer be gone, it will go. If you believe that when you mount the stage, you say, every eye that is not clear be cleared right now, it will be made clear. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Believe in God's word. Take to heart Mark 11:23. Let it be in your mind that whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed, and doesn't doubt, the mountain will move. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 1:45, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. When you believe in God, there shall be a performance. God just needs you to speak his word, and he will follow his word with signs and wonders. Amen.
Amen.
So just believe in God's word. Do you believe that you've been called into the music ministry? Sometimes you may doubt. You may have doubts. But do you believe? Do you believe in what you are singing? Do you ponder on the words that you sing? Or do you ponder on the words when you are playing? Believe in God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a believer, not just a musician. You are a child of God, not just a musician. You are a music servant in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you this minute. I want us to pray. First of all, asking the Lord to forgive you wherever you have doubted his calling upon your life. Ask the Lord to forgive you right now, wherever you've doubted his calling upon your life. And secondly, we also pray that you believe the Lord should build up your faith. The Lord should increase your faith. Increase your faith. Increase your faith. So that when you go out there, you make the needed impact to draw souls into the kingdom of God. Lord, forgive us. Ever we doubted you. We come the needed impact. Father, increase our faith. Help us to identify. Help us to believe in what you say in your word concerning us as children of God. That we shall cast out demons and they will go. We shall say to the sick, be healed, and they will be healed. We are children of God and not just musicians. We are believers and not just musicians. Increase our faith, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God. Increase our faith, oh God. That your kingdom agenda for this end time will be established through us in the name of Jesus. That souls will be won and established in the kingdom through our music in the name of Jesus, as individuals and as a ministry, because we believe in your word. We believe in our identity. That we are the light of the world. We cannot be hid. leke so taya la 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 bo she de 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 be lika sa taya la 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 bo she de 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 be
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for your revelation this afternoon. Take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Eshe Oluwa, Eshe Baba, Eshe Oluwa, Awa Dupe Baba, Eshe Oluwa, Eshe Baba, Eshe Oluwa.
It's not to be in a, it's not a club, it's not a society to just join. To be a Christian is to give your life totally to Christ. It's to live a life of faith in God. It's to live a life of surrendering everything in your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Surrendering everything in your life to the Lordship of God's Word. Maybe you've been singing, but all you knew is that I'm using this gift just to sing in church. Probably just to get signed to a record label and taking gospel as just a genre. I mean, I have to sing something, so I'd rather sing gospel over there. There isn't much competition. Please. As we've learned today, the songs we sing are just an extension of our relationship with God through Christ Jesus. So today, I recommend to you, surrender your life to Christ Jesus. If you know that you have not meaningfully, you may have done it just out of casual, just in a casual way, or just out of a certain necessity somewhere, you didn't want the person asking you to do it to feel embarrassed. But when you did it, you didn't understand. Today you have the opportunity to meaningfully give your life to Christ Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I admit that I'm a sinner.
I admit that
by your word, I cannot save myself.
I admit that by your word, I cannot save myself.
As you have stated in your word.
As you have stated in your word.
That for all have sinned and fallen short.
Of the glory of God.
Therefore, Lord.
Therefore, Lord,
I come before you today.
Look
upon my heart.
Look upon my heart.
Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy upon me.
I surrender my life to you. Every part of my life, withholding nothing back from you. Take total control of my life. From today, be the Lord and Master.
Be the Lord and Master
over my life. I give you all the glory. I thank you for your love.
I thank you for your love
bestowed upon me.
Bestowed upon me.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I pray for you wherever you are that the Lord will fill you with his Holy Spirit and grant you the grace to live a life pleasing unto him and to him alone. And for the rest of us, I pray for you today. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today, this Tuesday, be blessed. Let the rest of the day and the rest of the days of this week be a testimony.
Amen.
Of God's goodness.
Amen.
No matter how the day started. Jesus says that all things work together for them, for the good, for them that love the Lord. Let everything turn out for your good in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Brighter and brighter be your story.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, contact us via email at info@glowmusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through +233 26000 9090 026 000 9090. God bless you. Kindly pay attention to the following announcements. We are glad you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our mandate as a ministry demands that we propagate God's word through music, recordings and distribution, music outreach projects, and the raising and deploying of seasoned music ministers through service. We admonish you to participate in all activities so as to play your role in fulfilling this mandate, so that God also plays his role as a doing God in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Remember to pray for Glow Music and for the leadership every day to be empowered to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages or in the description on YouTube. Watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled, Are You a Musician or a Believer? Part 2 on glowmusicministry.com, and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts chapter 20, verse 32. Amen.
Amen.
Also remember the Bethel Encounter continues on Thursday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you make time to pray, your life and ministry will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Month-end prayer explosion. Our month-end prayer explosion comes off on Saturday, 30th September 2023 at 6 p.m. prompt. Come and let us praise the Lord for his goodness in the month of September. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to send offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds, you can do that using MTN Momo through 054-362-7478. 054-362-7478. Amen.
Amen.
Let's share the grace.
The grace of our Lord
Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now forevermore. Amen. Amen.